Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Jesus proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I do will it be made clean. And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. There will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the world, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You can see Jesus of the heart for the people who are in need. This man full of leprosy prostrate before him, asking his help. Jesus cured him, even touched him. Because when he touched such men, Jesus himself also before the Lord become unclean. But Jesus, despite all this law, he just loves us. After curing this person, also by being out so many other sick people, he left for the mountain to pray. It teaches us that at times we only pray when we are in need, when we are because what we want, we forgot about God. We have to always go back to the prayer. Jesus gave a good example. It's important to have trust the Lord and also have time to be with the Lord. And many times we are so busy with so many other things, we are distracted. We didn't spare time. Let us learn to live in silence, to live in the presence of the Lord.